This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is hour number two. And this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There is a website out there called academia.edu. This is a website that hosts research papers. In those papers, you'll find many that deal with the gun issue, most, but in fairness, not all, attempting to justify citizen disarmament schemes. There's one that came out there. Camouflage Collectives, Managing Stigma and Identity at Gun Events. That, while written in 2017, attempts to legitimize the smearing of the gun culture. Something that has been documented before, that is being used to ostracize and ultimately cancel the members of the gun culture from full social enfranchisement. Interesting stuff out of this, like, for example, the authors Sarah Jane Blythe and Jennifer L. Lanterman, who are self-described social justice scholars. They say, we conclude that when participants in gun events attempt to subvert core stigma through everyday stigma management practices, they effectively facilitate the unfettered exchange of potentially dangerous goods, promote the invisibility of oppressive structures, and normalize violence. They're concluding this up front in the article abstract. And they say gun collective firearm events and even dialogue about gun ownership are rife with stigma, as if their view is the only truth. And the parable of the blind man and the elephant comes to mind, especially since conclusions derived from that biased perspective that gun ownership is shameful is a circular logic fallacy summed up by the phrase, begging to question. Now, the stigma is in the minds of the people predisposed to prejudice, as should be clear from their scholarly assertions. They continue, participants at gun shows, vendors, attendees, and other related individuals, such as people who rent space to gun shows, experience moral taint because they engage in activities that are sometimes considered sinful or dubious, illegal, or require deception or confrontation. They also experience physical taint, stigma, which arises from potentially dangerous conditions. People manage stigma and taint as collectives and as individuals. The members of gun collectives engage in both group and individual attempts to subvert the stigmatized aspect of their individual and collective identities. The endeavor to manage stigma is placed on all gun owners to some extent, or in or out of events, even those who do not engage in illegal practices, because the stigma attached to the gun culture is so pervasive. I could feel myself moving towards a brain bleed with that one. So, in other words, a peaceful gun owner is guilty of abuses committed by those who can't be trusted with freedom. they're responsible for those whose opinions are formed by those vested in citizen disarmament believe about them. They have to justify themselves. And rejecting false accusations and offering correct information is actually a subversion. And so much for the conversation on guns, eh? That one the antis keep saying we have to have. But Blythe and Lanterman are not done with us at this point, people. They continue on. For core stigmatized organizations, routines, attributes, outputs, customers, or purpose carry enough stigma to make legitimacy impossible. For those organizations, complete social acceptance is an impossibility. Examples of core stigmatized organizations identified in the academic literature include men's bathhouses, brothels, or white power organizations. The very nature of those organizations induces outside stigma. See, this is what is referred to as false equivalency. This has been tried before. Back in 2009, a University of Cincinnati assistant professor of law, who David Kodry had dubbed the smutty professor, advocated treating guns like adult obscenity and making them illegal outside the home. And that push hasn't gotten anywhere yet. Treating guns like something sinful has been used to lump gun makers in with pornographers. I mean, look at Operation Choke Point. Look how that worked out. Even without overt government prodding, we've seen how leading financial institutions have been banking on disarmament by denying their services to the gun industry. While enjoying the benefits of taxpayer-funded federal deposit insurance and contracts with government agencies. Well, more recently, we've seen examples of financial deplatforming. In many cases, under the government urging, read pressure again, think Operation Choke Point again, such as the New York State putting the squeeze on banks and insurance companies to deny services to the NRA. We've seen conservative candidates banned from PayPal, GoFundMe, and Venmo in an effort to keep others from donating, and Visa and MasterCard not processing donations to conservative groups. And then we get this, PayPal Holdings, in a partnership with ADL, today announced a new partnership initiative to fight extremism and hate through the financial industry and across at-risk communities. This is the latest effort at PayPal in combating racism, hate, and extremism across its platforms and the industry. And then you get headlines in major media outlets like Dying of Whiteness, Why Racism is at the Heart of America's Gun Inaction, Why Are White Men Stockpiling Guns? And for racially biased conservative whites, owning a gun is just part of being a good citizen. So, is there any doubt who they are targeting in this mix? So what the evil, manipulative, totalitarian minds behind the useful idiots don't want them to know is it's not about guns. It's about what guns ensure, which is freedom. We're supposed to be ashamed of that, but take pride in things we had no say in. Like race or things we do, like sexual proclivities. According to the cultural Marxists attempting to tear down the Founders' Republic and replace it with a totalitarian monopoly of violence, yes! So consider the millions of women being influenced daily by emotion-drenched propaganda like from the Harridans on The View, planting seeds like, this is not freedom because I feel like a hostage right now. I feel like a hostage to the selfish people who insist on owning these types of weapons. You're not a patriot because you think you have the right to own these type of weapons. You're not a patriot. You should be taking care of your fellow Americans. Freedom is selfish, actually, yes. But some of us consider that to be a virtue rather than a maxim out of Orwell. If the truth will set us free, it's up to each of us to spread it and to figure out workarounds when canceled for violating the right-thinking oligarchy's community standards, because the same people who want us disarmed and stigmatized, and that means ostracized, want to cut off our lines of communication. And that should tell you everything we need to know about their ultimate motive. No communication, no help coming. They want to isolate you. They want to disarm you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, there's something going on right now that you might not think applies to you as a gun owner. However, it does. Now, for weeks now, Joe Biden has been saying that any extension to the moratorium on evictions originally put in place by the Centers for Disease Control was going to have to come from Congress. The Supreme Court told the Biden administration that was the case. And for weeks, Pelosi and Schumer ignored the impending demise of the eviction moratorium, choosing to focus on infrastructure and trying to vilify the GOP for the refusal to go along with a sweeping elections bill that was stuck in the Senate. This lack of urgency on the part of the congressional Democrats led to the moratorium expiring, which in turn, led to Joe Biden deciding on Tuesday to go ahead with allowing the CDC to issue a new, slightly different moratorium, despite having been told that it's unconstitutional. And as Charles Cook writes at National Review, President Biden knows that the CDC's eviction moratorium is illegal, having, per Gene Sperling, not only kicked the tires, but double, triple, quadruple checked. He also knows the Supreme Court has ruled that it is illegal, and that majority of the legal scholars he has consulted think the court is correct. But, due to the fact that a bunch of progressives spent the day complaining, Biden announced just now that he intends to violate his oath and reissue the order anyway. He's doing something that is unconstitutional, and he's admitting it. This is what he said. The bulk of the constitutional scholars say it's not likely to pass constitutional muster. But then he said that he was prepared to try his luck anyway. He admitted the Supreme Court is likely to strike down his order, but it's going to take some time for the court system to catch up with the executive branch actions. So right now, he's signaling, he's telling you, America, that he's willing to ignore the Constitution in favor of the possibility of short-term political gain. And if he's willing to do that when it comes to the issue of evictions, why wouldn't he embrace the same strategy if it comes to our Second Amendment rights? Right now, they're already stretching the limits of executive authority with a pair of proposed rules from the ATF that would impose backdoor bans on homemade firearms and AR-style pistols with braces. But his latest move on evictions is evidence that the White House could try to implement even more of the president's anti-gun agenda by trying to go around the legislative branch. And he's threatening, the CDC moratorium has steep criminal penalties. And I really would love to know how that works. When we know that you cannot impose something, and yet you do it anyway. And then you have, and here's the fine. Potential $100,000 fine and a 1 year in jail if eviction doesn't result in death. $250,000 fine and 1 year in jail if evicted person dies. Now, so the new moratorium isn't a law, but that seems to be a distinction without a difference to many reporters, not to mention the administration itself. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I did watch Schoolhouse Rock, and laws start as bills in the legislative branch before becoming law once a president has put pen to paper. There's no bill involved in this eviction moratorium, and Biden himself has left it up to the CDC to impose these new restrictions on landlords, complete with criminal penalties. Now, imagine a scenario a few months into the future, and this is a lot of imagination going on here, where the ATF Director David Chipman decides that thanks to the ATF's newly expanded definitions of frame, receiver, and readily convertible, the agency has the power to declare that modern sporting rifles are readily converted to fully automatic machine guns and should therefore be regulated under the National Firearms Act. Now, that sounds crazy. You should bear in mind that gun control groups are already laying the groundwork for that power grab with several recent lawsuits filed in California. Brady alleges that Smith & Wesson knowingly violated federal law regarding the sales of machine guns to the general public, even though the gun that was used by the attacker was a semi-automatic. Brady's making the claim that Smith & Wesson knowingly manufactured a gun that could be readily converted to fully automatic fire in violation of the NFA. We also know that Chipman has already said that the AR-15 should be treated like machine guns. And Biden's own gun ban plan calls for AR-15s to be turned into registered under the NFA. So there's no chance that Biden's ban is going to pass through the Senate. But as long as the administration is willing to play fast and loose in the Constitution, they could try to impose that ban through the executive branch's rulemaking authority. I'd like to believe that if they're bold enough to try this, that the courts would shut them down quick. But now that Biden himself has demonstrated that pandering to the Democratic base is more important than safeguarding the Constitution, I see the odds of his administration trying at some point to put his gun ban into effect without a vote in Congress just went up considerably, unless he gets impeached. Which, you know, if you're doing something unconstitutional, I mean, they tried to impeach Donald Trump just for being Donald Trump. Just for being Donald Trump. This guy's violating the Constitution. Knowingly. He's admitting it on a dais in front of people. So, that's how, this is why I tell you that everything the left tries to do is all based upon a template. They try one thing, if it works that way, then they're going to try it again in another way. Very simple. It's a very simple thing. Continually. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All U.S. service members will have to roll up their sleeves for COVID-19 shots by mid-September. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the mandatory order could happen sooner depending on formal approval of available vaccines.
It was in the Secretary's determination an ample amount of time to prepare, keeping in mind that we may have to move sooner based on FDA approval.
In a letter to U.S. military forces, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is urging all service members to get vaccinated and not wait for a mandate. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of seeking to tax and spend the United States into oblivion. The Kentucky senator warning about inflation and again vowing to withhold Republican support from efforts to raise the national debt ceiling. This is USA Radio News. The impeachment investigation into New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is moving forward on Monday. A member of the governor's staff also announces she's moving on.
The top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another deadly weekend in Chicago. Police say at least 72 people were shot and 11 were killed. Two of the victims are police officers. They were shot during a traffic stop Saturday night. A 29-year-old woman did not survive. Her partner remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. English is actually my first language, believe it or not. It's been 2 years since the shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, left 23 people dead and another 23 injured. In the wake of that shooting, like many others, there was a lot of talk about how to prevent that from happening again. And in the aftermath, a lot of stuff was talked about along those lines. But things didn't pan out like some thought they should. And this is where things go sideways for people that are looking for some sort of vindication or closure. Because now they're upset and feeling betrayed. 2 years later, as El Paso remembers the victims, they're also reminded of the broken promises made by top leadership in Texas in the wake of the shooting. The alleged gunman from North Texas drove 10 hours to El Paso to, in his own words, posted on a racist online platform, stop the Hispanic invasion of Texas. The initial reaction from some Republican leaders in Texas was sympathy and concern. Texas Governor Greg Abbott immediately called for safety commission roundtable discussions in El Paso to generate ideas to combat the rise of extremist groups and hateful ideologies, to keep guns out of the hands of deranged individuals, and combat domestic terrorism in Texas. At a safety commission meeting in Austin in late August 2019, he said he was committed to action and results. 2 years after the attack, some of the conditions that led to the shooting remain entrenched. Violence by extremist groups is on the rise, according to the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice, and rhetoric describing migrants as criminals and invaders is now espoused by Texas Republican leadership, including Abbott. Although, they're not taking certain things into consideration. And in what some call an affront to the victims' families, Texas Republicans expanded gun rights earlier this year when the state legislature passed a permitless carry bill. So, once again, we're looking at that saying, oh, law-abiding citizens carrying guns, this just makes things worse. That's the part I love the most. When they get out there and start talking this nonsense. But I digress. I hate to break it to some of those people, but permitless carry will do more to make such shootings less likely to happen. If more people can carry without jumping through hoops, and Texas has hoops, make no mistake, then they're more likely to carry. More guns in the hands of good people mean more chances of bad people being stopped. And while I get the concerns about the rhetoric, it's important to remember that taking issue with illegal immigration doesn't come close to believing such an atrocity was justified. Far from it. And, of course, some people are not going to see it that way. But none of that matters. No, no. None of that matters. While El Paso leaders may feel they've been let down and betrayed, the truth is that Texas has done more to make the city safer than any anti-gun agenda would have. Disarming law-abiding people is not the answer. It's never the answer. Yet, permitless carry may well be the key to stopping something like this from happening again. And their paranoia and fear don't change that reality. They weren't betrayed. Instead, they got the measure it needed, not necessarily the ones they wanted. And that's a good thing, too, because what they wanted would have made the public both less safe and less free. Now, and shifting a little bit here, Mr. Chipman, as you know, they're looking to have another hearing with him because he's a very problematic nominee. He's obviously a partisan. He's obviously an anti-gunner, and he obviously, you know, is I don't know. I just don't know. There's a lot of things he is, obviously. Well, when he was going through his hearing, he forgot to mention his media hit with Chinese Communist television. State media apparatus, which is viewed as a propaganda arm of Beijing and had to register as a foreign agent in 2019, invited David Chipman into their spin machine to discuss the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. And Chipman seemed to play the part of the good soldier and go along with the propaganda. And who's this coming from? We get this from Fox News. President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives failed to disclose to the Senate a media appearance on Chinese state TV, which may have been used as propaganda by the communist state to cover up a mass stabbing of children. He appeared on the Chinese state-run media network China Global Television Network, CGTN, previously known as CCTN, in December 2012 to discuss the government's response to the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, one of the deadliest shootings in U.S. history that killed 28 people and injured two. CGTN, which reaches 30 million households within the U.S., is an arm of China's propaganda machine. It is controlled by the Communist Party and serves as part of what Mr. Xi has called Beijing's publicity front, as described by the New York Times. In 2019, the Department of Justice required CGTN to register as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Chipman did not disclose his 2012 appearance on CGTN in written responses to the Senate's questions for the record. But he did list at least 16 pages of previous interviews and quotes he provided to media, including at least two events and interviews in which he spoke about the Newtown massacre. None of that information included the CGTN media appearance. And a letter from the Senate Judiciary Republicans cited this media hit as another reason why there should be a second hearing on Chipman. The fact is that the new information about Mr. Chipman's unfitness for office seems to come out daily. Just today, we learned from news reports that not Mr. Chipman, that he appeared in 2012 on Chinese state television to discuss the Sandy Hook massacre. Spectacle of Mr. Chipman discussing gun violence in America while being asked about our gun laws by an organ that even YouTube notes is a propaganda machine funded by the Chinese government is beyond comprehension. He doesn't appear to dispute this obvious propaganda by the China Global Television Network designed to malign the United States. In fact, he seems to agree with it when asked about this. Politics is supposed to stop at the water's edge. It's shocking that Mr. Chipman's gun control agenda not only didn't, but it eagerly found a willing host among the Chinese communists. We ask again that Mr. Chipman have a second hearing to address these allegations. Durbin is signaling he doesn't get that, but, you know, we'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you grew up with siblings, you know what it feels like to be provoked. If you watch sports, you'll often see visiting players showboat to provoke the home team and their fans after they make a great play. Provocation is such a powerful tool that the Bible expressly forbids it when bringing up children. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger." We're living in a time of great provocation directed at you from those in elected office. Virtually all levels of government are barely hiding the disdain and contempt they have for the people they're supposed to serve. Not rule over, but serve. Pandemic has given county commissioners, school boards, health directors, mayors, governors, and federal officials an emperor complex, lording over our daily lives, deciding which privilege they will or won't allow based on their whims. And they justify it by calling it science. It's not science. It's provocation. And it's working for the left on many fronts in very effective ways. Take, for example, the foiled plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer last year. Originally reported as a group of pro-Trump insurrectionists bent on punishing Whitmer for her aggressive lockdowns of 2020, only a year later do we learn the truth. The men involved may well have agreed with the plot, but were set up and goaded into it by embedded federal informants. And we get this from BuzzFeed, of all places. They say working in secret. They, the FBI informants, did more than just passively observe and report on the actions of the suspects. Instead, they had a hand in nearly every aspect of the alleged plot, starting with its inception. The extent of their involvement raises questions as to whether they would have even been a conspiracy without them. Similarly, in the events at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, which have led many eyewitnesses, journalists, and at least one United States senator to ask who was involved in that day and what planning went into it. Given what BuzzFeed reported on the Whitmer plot, is it difficult to imagine the same for January the 6th? As Revolver News summarized, if it turns out the federal government did, in fact, have undercover agents or confidential informants embedded with the so-called militia groups indicted for conspiring to obstruct the Senate certification on 1-6, the implications would be nothing short of seismic, especially if such agents or informants enjoyed extremely senior-level positions within such groups. Now, these events are sold by media and Democrats as an organic uprising of a very unhinged opposition, posing a constant present danger to the very republic, to existentially. They've been used throughout the last 8 months of Biden's presidency to paint any opposition to any authority, order, or edict as potential insurrection and wing nuttery. Any questions raised about the election, the virus, the lockdowns, the vaccine, the border, and the insinuation is, what are you, one of those people? They are provoking you. Parents who've shown up at school board meetings to demand an end to teaching racism in the classroom are smugly dismissed. It's not critical race theory, they lie. It's diversity, equity, inclusion for the new DEI director, you see. Who could be against that? As cities watch crime spiral out of control, Democrat mayors and city council persons who've supported defunding the police and prevented them from prosecuting crimes tell you it's the Second Amendment to blame for the record bloodshed. Each month, hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated illegal aliens are rounded up at our southern border and distributed across the country to become permanent residents. Do you see any urgency to close the border? No. American public is told that Ron DeSantis is Florida and the vacationers at Lake of the Ozarks are the blame for another COVID outbreak. Andrew Cuomo is accused of multiple counts of sexual impropriety by the New York Attorney General. The governor tells us there's nothing wrong with what he did. This is just the way he interacts with everyone, and he learned it from his mom and dad, no less. There's nothing bad about this. I was raised this way. Dr. Fauci admits he sent money to the Wuhan lab, but insists we believe him when he says they told him they weren't creating superviruses with the money because they told him so. The CDC and the White House told us 2 months ago we no longer needed masks if we were vaccinated, and they're now insisting everyone wear them again. Children, once told that they weren't considered primary carriers or likely to get very sick even if they contract the virus, are once again made to mask and perhaps robbed of more time in an in-person classroom setting because teachers' unions might not be ready to return. Democrats are partnering with private sector companies to punish states for passing overwhelming popular voter ID laws, insisting voter ID is racist while at the same time demanding employees supply proof they've taken a government-issued vaccine or face termination. Barack Obama has planned a birthday party for himself with just a few 700 of his closest friends during the latest crisis virus outbreak in his multi-multi-million-dollar oceanfront estate, despite warning the man calls rise of the sea will destroy our coasts. Ostensibly his party as well. But perhaps the most audacious of all is Joe Biden's open acknowledgement this week that he and the CDC simply don't have the constitutional authority to extend the eviction moratorium, but he's going to do it anyway. And if any landlord who evicts a tenant from their property, they're going to face fines and jail time. It's the state seizing private property. It's shocking. And the guy we're supposed to call president is daring someone to stop him. This is open, naked, craven prevaricating and antagonism done on purpose with the help of a compliant media telling you is perfectly normal and you're to blame for the nation's ills. Government agents, big and small, and their fascist corporate partners flexing their muscles, poking you in the chest, smiling as they call you an insurrectionist and daring you to cross them. Paul's letter to the Ephesians was written at a time when fathers were kings of their homes and wielded total unquestionable authority. And it's Paul's biblical warning to fathers not to behave as tyrants, lest they produce restless or rebellious children who ultimately resent them. The same warning should be heeded by public officials who forget where a republic and consent of the governed is still the order of things. Ignoring that fact will produce a restless and rebellious electorate, too. And probably this is what the provocateurs in charge are hoping. The only thing I don't quite get is what they think is going to happen. I don't think they understand that once you start that chain reaction, this is not something that you can simply put a halt to. It changes the complexion of the nation. It changes normalcy. And we would win, without a doubt. I just don't understand what they're doing. And they definitely don't seem to understand what they're doing. They don't understand the peril of what they're doing. And I wouldn't expect any nations that look at us right now today that have been observing our wars to sit around and just do nothing while that happened. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.